You know, something that's always been really interesting to me is like when we talk about reinventing ourselves and what exactly does that mean. And truth be told, I think, when it comes to understanding who you are, trying to figure out your identity and really navigate that space, it comes with so much time, effort, healing. The crazy part is, I don't, I it's really about for my mind, like how much time it takes to really find ourselves. I don't know if anybody pay attention to statistics or not, but most statistics show that most of us don't really understand and fully establish who we are until we're 40. You know what I mean? Established, I'm saying financial career orientated. I am saying more so understanding who we are as people, being confident in who we are, having our identities and values. And the hard part is that there's so many things that can influence all the parts of who we are and the things that change in our lives. So the people in our life, let's say you get married, let's say you have kids, identity is constantly shifting over and over. But I think the real one key to solving a lot of what is it that we're meant to do, it is simply by experiencing life for what it is. Unfortunately, I think there's a mindset sometimes that there's like a linear way for this way to go. And truth be told, that our purpose and everything else that's supposed to happen comes in so many different ways and facets that we have to really navigate those things as they go on. I think one of the hardest things that we can do as people is be present and be present in the moment, really sitting in and really understanding what it means to just accept things for what they are. Our minds are moving at 100,000 million miles per hour every single day. We're taking on so much information every single day. We're thinking out, figuring out new ideas every single day. We're figuring out who we are every single day. We're trying to establish ourselves in different roles and places and spaces that it is very tough unless we are being present. And that is a present, right? It is something that I think that we have to really do as we continue to grow. As you think about this year, it's already about to be September, and 2025 is right around the corner. And then we start setting up these ideas of what it is that we want to do, all these new goals, all these new concepts. And then we come back to the same space of making a drastic change. We want to make a drastic change. We want to do something so quick, so fast, that it doesn't typically happen. As always, most New Year's resolutions go away within the first month. And obviously, life continues to happen. So we're used to the cycles, the patterns, every single thing that really sits with us already as it is. And so the hard part is, simply starting. It makes the drastic changes typically does not happen without understanding that you have to accomplish a single start. You want to be a better person? Make better choices. If you want to have kinder people in your life, start assessing who's in your life today. You want a better relationship. How can you be of service to yourself, but also to the other person? Is that person adding value to your life? Is that person really pouring into you? Are you pouring into that person? Are you going through conflict and rough times where you all see that these things are unsolvable? Like, these are real questions we should ask ourselves on a day-to-day. Is it perfect? No. Who am I to say these things? I am the same person who is experiencing these things just like you. And I think that is something that we have to be honest with ourselves with, that there is nobody that's perfect on this world, right? I don't care what you see. I don't care what you watch. I don't care who it may appear to be. Everybody has problems behind closed doors. And obviously, within this video, you would think, oh, this guy's when he has it together. Absolutely not. Continuously working on myself, continuously making mistakes. And that's the thing that I think I do really well, is accepting the mistakes that I make. I don't try to blame other people. I try to accept it for what it is and try to be better every single day. But it's taking that singular action, I think, that makes things worthwhile. So keep that in mind. Your presence is a present, but more importantly, everything around us comes with single steps, making the right choice and evaluating what's important to us. If you really want to accept and change, those are my reasons why. So appreciate y'all.